Couple of interesting stories heading into this game tonight, Bob. I teased to a matchup that I love going into this game, and that's George Pickens against Deontay Banks, who was a high draft pick for the Giants last year. He's given up 26 catches for 371 yards and four touchdowns. He figures to be the guy on Pickens tonight. I envision an offense kind of like the one we saw last week, where you're mixing in the run, maybe running a lot, actually, maybe even more than you did. But you have to have George Pickens highly involved in this, especially with this match.
No question. He does. And especially after we saw last week, he'll win the balls that you put in his direction if it's single coverage. Now, I was surprised last week that there wasn't more over-the-top help to George Pickens. They chose to go single coverage on him. If the Giants change that up, you know, that's where you may see a game. For example, it could be Van Jefferson, it could be Calvin Austin, or anyone. They could be the beneficiaries of something like that if the Giants choose to double down on him.
Yeah,
or Freiermuth for that matter. I mean, he's going to be a guy who's going to get more takes.
I was just going to say, I mentioned this earlier. I'll mention it again. I'm sure a lot of people check out the Peyton Manning Belichick show that's on Sunday mornings at 8:30. I think it's called NFL Matchup, something like mm-hmm. that. And it's all about the Monday night game. So there you had Peyton Manning and Belichick breaking down the Steelers and Russell Wilson and their offense. And it was great, Bob. And the play where Russell Wilson he rolls a little left, sidesteps a defender and immediately wings sort of a sidearm throw to Freiermuth in stride. Both those guys were marveling at. Belichick said, and I quote Limits, he said, "Oh my God, there's not a lot of guys in the league who can make that play." That's what he said about Russell Wilson. And the other thing, and I don't know how you felt about this, Bob, but Donnie Football and I, no, it was Batco and I on Tuesday, really thought that Tomlin was trying to protect Justin Fields in that news conference, because a lot of the questions were either veiled or not that veiled comparisons of Wilson and Fields. Like, hey, what goes into a good deep ball? Because you haven't always had that around here.
Right.
Or the play action game. And Tomlin was like, yeah, it's just a play action fake. No, it's not. And both those guys, I don't know how many better football minds you'll find than Belichick and Peyton Manning, were talking about Russell Wilson's brilliance in the play action game. How you want to get it down to the exact replica, whether you're running or passing on those fakes, Bob.
No,
and they talked about it. They used to film Peyton Manning in practice, and he used to try to get it right down to where you couldn't tell, even if you ran the slowest slow-mo, whether he was handing off or was going to pull it and run play action. It's a way that you freeze defenders on the edge. You freeze an entire defense. All the things that go into that. Some guys are good at it and some guys aren't. So I don't care, you know, if Tomlin wanted to protect Fields, whatever. Russell Wilson is a master of the play action.
And just to back that up, going back and doing some research on what they did, Wilson was the number one man in the NFL last week in play action. According to NFL research numbers that we get, he went 9 for 11, 157 yards when using play action. And you're right. You know, Ben Roethlisberger did it pretty well, too. He would hide the ball. You wouldn't even know where the ball is half the
yes.
time. And then all it takes is a step. And if you get the protection, you could put the ball on the money and take advantage of that. So Russell Wilson, that's the one thing. And that's an acquired thing. That's not easy to do. And you have to be able to do it if you're going to be in the NFL, especially when you have a run game that has been successful the last couple of weeks. It starts there. If you run the ball successfully, now all of a sudden they got to bring people up, but that's when play action works down the field. It's simple, but you have to execute. It's not easy to execute.
The notion that, you know, everybody does it the same or there's nothing special about how Russell does it just isn't right. And I understand Mike was probably trying to protect Fields during that whole news conference, because everybody or a lot of the questions, and I don't blame the questioners either, were essentially saying, hey, Russell does this better than Justin. What do you think, Mike? You know what I mean? And he wasn't going with any of that. As an aside, Bob, but sort of related to that topic, When I was coaching basketball, my daughter's team, even back in fifth and sixth grade, I went to a coaching clinic at Duquesne. Bobby Knight spoke there. You know what he said was the most underrated and forgotten thing about coaching in basketball?
Mm.
Teaching fakes.
Mm.
Shot fakes, pass fakes, cutting, you know, faking just where you're going without the ball. He said that is the most important thing you start with in teaching, and that it's the most forgotten thing. Fakes. That's exactly what he said. And I had a guy, friend of mine, Guy Montecalvo. You know him,
yeah,
former
from
Penn
Washington.
State player, Washington High, great coach, athletic director later. He has texted me over the years since Ben left, obviously, because Ben was great at it too. The play action game is missing. Do you know what play action does to a defense? It's very, and I'm paraphrasing all this, it's very elemental, right? Very obvious. But when they think you're going to run, they freeze, and a split second
is
everything.
That's all it takes, 1 second. One opportunity to get behind a defensive player, and if the pass is good, you got points. So, yeah, but it's not an easy thing to do. And pulling it off, you know, the way that Russell Wilson pulls it off is a huge asset for that part of the game. That's why they wanted him here, I'm sure. They wanted to see, and that's why Mike Tomlin made the call to go to him. He wanted to see what this looks like now that he's healthy. Now, that calf injury is one of those things that, you know, could recur, and it's not an easy injury to totally get away from. It could come back in different ways. It's tied to the Achilles. I've seen people who have those issues after they have calf. So hopefully he'll go through the rest of the season healthy, and they can be productive in the pass game.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. In the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Yeah, there's a reason why these veteran defenders on the Steelers lobbied for Russell Wilson. You know, because and people alluded to it after the game. You could even hear it at the line of scrimmage. I think Collinsworth spoke to that during the broadcast. There's a certain presence, a certain command, a certain gravitas. Bob, do you like that word?
Love the word gravitas.
That you earn, you simply have by winning all these years. You could hear that command at the line of scrimmage. That's what he brings. And that's why those guys were out there lobbying, and they made no secret of it and didn't care if people read into their comments. Are you saying Kenny Pickett was a crappy leader? Yeah, they were saying that. They want a guy in here who leads the team. And there's not many that you can just go out and get who have that kind of resume, that kind of air about them. And Russell Wilson, despite how things went in Denver, especially year one, when it was clear that he went in there too cocky and arrogant, he did. But he came back to earth, I think, in year two. They wanted this guy because they desperately want that kind of leadership, Bob.
No, there's no question. You know, another guy who used to pull it off in his prime, and he showed you a little bit of that last week, is Aaron Rodgers. How he will fake the touchdown pass that he threw was a perfect example of what you can do when you fake people out and have people come to a hesitation. And that's what happened to the Steelers defense. All of a sudden, there's a wide-open receiver. This is after the controversial call that was down there. But it's a tough thing to execute, but if you do it well, man, it's a great thing to execute for your team.
Well, there's another story brewing, and it does involve the quarterbacks, and it's Justin Fields, Ian Rapoport. Justin Fields will test his hamstring when he gets to the stadium tonight to determine his role, but sources say he did not suffer a major injury and hasn't missed practice time for it. If there are any issues with the bye coming up, Rapoport says, Steelers will be cautious. Jay Glazer talked to Tomlin the other day and basically reported that there were packages in for, like, he was going to be part of this game plan. Justin Fields was, which I like. I think he should be. But now there's question as to whether he'll even suit up, Bob. Does that change anything about this whole dynamic? Like, do you take less chances if you're Russell Wilson? Do you just try to preserve yourself a little bit more? Things like that? Or does it change anything?
Well, first of all, I would not have Justin Fields on the field tonight if he had any sort of level of injury to his hamstring. Those things can linger, And if their plan is to use him in some way, second half of the season is the best way to do it. I wouldn't show anything this week. If they can't beat the Giants without that element, then shame on them. I would wait for the opportune time in a significant game, a significant moment, if they're going to use a special package for him. But if you have a hamstring, Joe, you know, those things, it doesn't take much to linger. And when they linger, they throw you off quite a bit, especially for someone who relies on his legs as he does. So I would not be looking forward to seeing Justin Fields tonight.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the prudent way to go here. But I think Russell Wilson's going to build on last week. Doesn't that just make sense? I mean, it looked horrible at the beginning. Like,
but
oh
again,
my God,
this pass rush could make things different.
Sure, they have it coming up the middle, and they have it from the edge.
Right.
I don't know if people are aware of that.
And he's not inclined to run, and he didn't last week.
But his way of beating that is different than Fields.
Right.
Fields would be running.
He'll manipulate time.
Yeah.
And get it to an area where he can throw the ball, yes.
And he'll get rid of it quickly.
Downfield.
Yeah.
Right.
And he'll manipulate. I think here's the biggest thing. He will get them into the right play, or at least know where to go on a given play before the ball is snapped. I talked to Hokie about that last week, about how so many NFL games are won in those seconds before the snap. I saw Ray Lewis on a thing a couple weeks back. Everybody laughs at the green dot, like the communicator. What does that matter? Ray Lewis was talking about specific plays where he recognized stuff right before the snap and put his teammates in position to make like landmark plays for the Ravens,
sure,
where if they don't make those plays, they probably never win a Super Bowl with him on their team.
See, I was the preparation element of these games is highly underrated in terms of what we talk about. That's how you win games, by understanding certain situations and formations that you see through film study.
And then there's those 15 seconds where all the microphones are off, where it's a battle of the brains at the line of scrimmage.
That's
who's
exactly
recognizing what? Who's making that last shift? That's how Brady beat teams. Remember talking to Ray Horton, the Steelers defensive coordinator. He beats us with his brain more than any other quarterback. That's how he beats us.
Brain and with your eyes, knowing how to manipulate people around, using your eyes.
Yes.
And knowing, smart enough to know where everybody is, so you don't have to stare down a receiver. And when you don't do that, you create, it's the same concept of play action. If you stare here and locked in on one guy, your chances are you're not going to have a lot of success.
It all falls under the umbrella of reading a defense. Can you read a defense?
And that's the hardest thing about any of these guys who come out. They're all athletically gifted.
And
they have strong arms. They got to know how to read a defense.
Right. And that's why so many fail. You know, having talked to a bunch of people about this, the reason that you still can't pinpoint quarterbacks is because the environment they face in college is impossible to replicate in the NFL in terms of, can you identify where to go quickly, either before the snap or after it?
With someone about to hit you.
Yes. Coming at a higher rate of speed than they do for Northwestern. You know, it's, can you read a defense? Period. Somebody like C.J. Stroud comes in the NFL, he can do it. Russell Wilson does
it. Jaden Daniels.
Justin Fields, unfortunately, doesn't.
Trubisky. That was one of the things that people said about him.
Trubisky doesn't. Johnny Manziel didn't. Tim Tebow didn't. You know, there's so many. And plus, Tim Tebow couldn't throw the ball. That was an issue.
But except for that one day in Denver in overtime.
That's right. But that's the deal with quarterbacks. If you're going to succeed long-term at that position, you have to be able to read a defense. Period. That's it. You watch Russell Wilson. You watch C.J. Stroud. You watch other superior quarterbacks in the league, and then you watch a guy like Anthony Richardson. He's completing 44% of his passes. He's telling people in Indy, I'm great. I'm a great passer. What?
Well, he has an arm, and he can make those throws, but he doesn't know when to throw them or if he should throw them.
Right.
And it leads to bad interceptions and bad-looking plays. And until he gets that part of it, I don't care how athletic you are, you're not going to be that successful. The one thing about Lamar Jackson, as I've seen, you know, he always is a threat with his legs. That won't change. But what now he's doing is recognizing things more as a passer. And his passing numbers have very much improved to the point now where you don't know how to necessarily deal with him, most teams.
He's proof.
Even yesterday, they didn't lose the game. Somebody said, "Wow, look at Lamar Jackson."
He was unbelievable.
It had nothing to do
with
Lamar
Jackson. Are you kidding me? Did you see the last? They had guys drop. What about the drop ball by Flowers over the middle of the field?
But his performance had nothing to do with that loss. It was their defense that gave up and should have made plays to lock the game down, and they never did.
I think a lot of people yesterday would have taken a quarterback who threw for 289, two touchdowns, no picks, a 101 rating, and ran for 46 yards.
So on the road. Doesn't matter who you're playing. Do that, you should win.
But he's an example of a guy who you can actually develop that, you know, a lot as an NFL quarterback, mm-hmm. the ability to read a defense, the ability to adjust and get into what you need to before the snap or recognize something before the snap. Because you're right. He's become really good at that. And that's people who know way more about this than me breaking it down, you know? But there are other guys, chances are pretty good if you don't get it early, you're probably not going to get it.
No. And I think, you know, you could look at a several amount of years and understand that. If you're in there toiling around here 3-4 years into your career and you haven't gotten it yet, you're not going to get it. You're going to be a backup.
And then if you find a guy who has all the physical, like imagine like Anthony Richardson with Mahomes' approach to the game, you know what I mean? Or, you know, something like that. Then you get a guy like Mahomes or Lamar who has all the physical skills and the recognition skills, the ability to read the defense, and then you get what you get with those guys. Josh Allen, another example.
Right, Josh Allen. And they all have that innate ability to navigate the pocket. When they feel pressure, they don't have to necessarily run, bail out, and just turn it on. They will figure out openings that they can get to so they keep plays alive while looking down the field. That's another thing that makes a quarterback so difficult.
The play by Wilson, the little throw to Freiermuth. That's why Bill Belichick, of all people, sits there and watches it and is more emotive in that than he was at any news conference in his career.
I totally agree. And a little play. There are little plays that make a huge difference.
412-928-9370. Let's get your predictions on this game tonight. Daniel Jones, probably a guy who doesn't get it, Bob. We'll see. Maybe I don't know if he's a victim of his system or what.
He has shown times when he gets it in, you know, sporadic takes here and there in games, but no, largely he still does a lot of the throws that you shouldn't make.
Yeah.
And the Steelers have got to hope. They're very good at taking the ball away. They're going to have to do that tonight, too.
Should old acquaintance say to Mosey never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance say to Mosey you should eat pork rind? I like that.
Pork rinds. A show cannot go by without a pork rind reference.
I think we're coming along as a group, Bob. By the way, are you in on the Malzy Christmas album as a guest star, perhaps, for one song?
Maybe, depending on the song and how high octave you would make me go.
I think Donnie's been practicing dramatic readings of "Twas the Night Before Malzy," right?
I asked Kabali if he would like to be on, too.
What'd he say?
A little hesitant, but I think he'll do it.
A little hesitant. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We have 10 minutes, less than that. We have 9 minutes. We're going to take a 2-minute trip around the league, do predictions for tonight, and a World Series prediction. Are you guys ready? Are you prepared for this? It has to be very short.
Let's go.
Let's go. Here we go. First game. Eagles 37, Bengals 17. Bob.
Philadelphia is for real.
Burrow can't do it all himself.
Bengals in big trouble. Browns 29, Ravens 24. Bob.
Fluke.
Better team without Watson. Surprising.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just said. The Browns suddenly become more dangerous with a new energy about them on and off the field. Lions 52, Titans 14.
Jared Goff, MVP material.
Still a team that could win the Super Bowl despite no Hutchinson.
Poor little Mason Rudolph. Cardinals 28, Dolphins 27.
Tua is good. He needs help.
The Cardinals always find a way to pull off wins. I don't think they're going to win.
Cardinals one of the bigger surprises in the league. I'm a big Kyler Murray guy. I'm a big James Conner guy. They lost to Buffalo by 6. They lost to Detroit only by a touchdown. They beaten San Francisco, the Rams, the Chargers, and the Dolphins.
It's a long answer there, isn't it? Did he violate his own rules?
I like the Cardinals.
He said quick answer, and all of a sudden Cardinals we have a filibuster going on.
Some credit. Give them some credit. Patriots 25, Jets 22.
It's time for Aaron to go back into a dark place.
I didn't think the Jets would make the playoffs, but I didn't think they were going to hell.
That's a great line. The Jets is the Jets. Buccaneers lose to the Falcons 31-26.
Steelers timed it right with Atlanta.
Atlanta still can be a specifically good threat in the NFC, is potentially a top three seed in the playoffs.
Kirk Cousins, big numbers. They're 3-0 on the road. Packers 30, Jags 27.
Love hurt and in trouble. Green Bay won't last long in the playoffs.
I think Green Bay is going to be just fine despite it all.
Wait, is he hurt long-term, Bob?
I don't know. But he went down in a heap there. I'm not sure what his injury is, but it didn't look good.
This was the Jags' last chance to make something of their season. Goodbye, Doug Peterson. It was wonderful knowing you. Texans 23, Colts 20.
Anthony Richardson is not good.
He came out of the game because he was tired. Did you see that?
And a quarterback should never. It's a terrible look.
I didn't like Richardson out of the draft. Joe Flacco can take him to the playoffs. It's time to put him in there.
Chargers 26, Saints 8.
Playoff team in the making. Jim Harbaugh knows how to put together a defense.
Does he ever?
It looks like a baseball score at one point, but the Saints have lost, what, 6 in a row now?
You really thought New Orleans people who made this decision that bringing in Dennis Allen was the way to go? You're getting everything you deserve. Bills 31, Seahawks 10 in the rain in Seattle.
Bills are surging to be the best team in the AFC.
The one year I don't bet Josh Allen to win MVP, he probably will.
The Bills are way better defensively than I thought and are a legit threat again to make it to the AFC title
game. One other addendum, Tyler Lockett, maybe down the road available.
Ooh, I like that. But you know where it all ends for Buffalo and heart-rending, gut-wrenching, eye-splitting fashion with their
maybe not
idiot
maybe
kicker.
Maybe this is the year.
Missing a 30-yard field goal. Broncos 28, Panthers 14.
Bo Nix, for real.
Carolina's still terrible, but yeah, Bo Nix, pretty good showing.
Where is Deontay going, and will he go there backwards? Chiefs 27, Raiders 20. Bob?
7-0. It's not impressive, but it's 7-0.
Probably the most unimpressive 7-0 team in the history of football, but they have that guy at quarterback.
They're starting to look better offensively. Mahomes, 27 of 38 for a couple touchdowns. Xavier Worthy, Justin Watson, DeAndre Hopkins. It's going through Kansas City again. But we already knew that, Bob, and I can't find the next score. What was the game last night? Oh, it was 49ers barely getting by the Cowboys. Thought?
Ezekiel Elliott brought back instead of Derrick Henry. No run game in Dallas.
If the Steelers defense doesn't put up 16 points tonight against Daniel Jones, which is all possible, CeeDee Lamb would have won me my fantasy matchup this week.
I'm just as concerned about the Niners after that game as I was before it. Commanders 18-15, one of the greatest endings in NFL history.
What in the world is that kid Stevenson doing? Taunting fans while the play's in motion? And he gets over there late and deflects it back to Noah Brown, who's no one near him. That was the worst defended Hail Mary I've ever seen.
I'm in shock over that. And the video of this guy, after the ball is snapped, still talking to fans. What is he doing?
Well, he came out immediately. I'll give him credit for this. He came out immediately and took full responsibility for it and said it'll never happen again.
Well, good. But I'm glad he'll never be talking to the crowd while a play is going on to win a game again.
But even so, the way they had that defended, you can't have someone, you never have someone alone behind you because you never know where that ball's going to be deflected.
Absolutely horrifying.
The Bears also did a bad job of defending the play before that and gave Washington 13 free yards.
That's a key play.
Very
13
good point,
yards.
Limitless wonder.
Without those 13 yards, he can't hail it 65 yards down to the goal line.
That's why he lifts all them weights, Bob. All right, over-unders for tonight. First, Yankees, do they get back in it tonight, Bob?
Yes, they win the game.
Yes, maybe Aaron Judge will finally do something for once this
Otani
series.
No, Otani with one shoulder will hit 3 home runs tonight. Najee, over and under 70.5 yards.
Over.
Over.
Over. Warren, over under 50.5.
Under.
Under.
Over. More sacks, Water Highsmith.
Highsmith?
What?
Watt's going to have the biggest night of the year. Oh, my God. We never talked about the right tackle for the Giants. I had that as our list of things to talk about. This guy's delusional and out of his mind, and he basically challenged T.J. Watt here.
Just a terrible thing for him to do.
What is his name, and where is the story, Bob? I meant to get to this earlier.
I forget his name.
He'll be a nameless gray face tonight.
Or nameless bruised face, one of the two.
Yes, their right tackle, whatever his name might be, said he wants T.J. Watt on an island.
Yeah, good. Be careful what happens. You're going to starve to death, young man.
That is not good, Bob. And if they put this kid on an island against T.J. Watt, people should be fired. That's what I would say.
They're not going to do that.
His name is Jermaine Elamuner.
That's why
Elamoner,
I'm picking
Elamainer.
Highsmith to have more, because I think they're going to show so much attention to T.J. that it's going to be Highsmith's night.
I love it, this kid said. I've been telling you I'm the most confident guy in this locker room. I think you can see that through my play this year. I want to be on an island with him all day.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
Wow, Bob.
He ain't going to get his wish because... Brian Daboll knows he can't do that.
That is just such an idiotic thing to say. All right. Sacks on the sacks on Daniel Jones, over under 4.5.
Over.
Under.
Over. Russell Wilson, over under 250.5 yards passing.
Over.
Over, barely.
Under. He'll still have a good game, though. 1.5 touchdown throws, over under.
Under.
Over, too.
Over. Freiermuth, over under 0.5 touchdowns, over.
Over.
Under.
Not Washington, 0.5 touchdowns, over.
Under.
Over.
Another block kick in this game, yes.
No.
No.
Big return in this game, yes.
No.
No.
Dexter Lawrence, 1.5 sacks, over under.
Over.
Over.
Under one.
Final score, Bob?
Final score would be 24-19 Steelers.
Holy horse.
It'll be
follicles.
A tougher game than you think. That's what I'm thinking. It's All right. They should win significantly and make a statement, as you said, but... The NFL is not designed to do that, and I think you'll see a team that played well on the road like they have this year make a game of this.
Twinkie prize pack?
30-14 for the third week in a row the Pittsburgh Steelers will
and
post 30
points.
And when
was the last time they did that?
2015,
yes,
and thank you for
right.
asking, Bob.
You knew it.
33-13.
The savvy old news hound had that all ready to go.
33-13 Steelers. They'll do what good teams do, which is hammer a highly inferior opponent at home on a Monday night. Thank you, Limits. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Mulsey. Thank you, Pony. They're up next.
Aloha, everyone. We'll see you at the game.